How has the COVID-19 virus affected life here in the area, Northwest Minnesota and Northeastern North Dakota? One example, art instructor Andrew Youngblom of Lincoln High School in Thief River Falls. Well, let's talk about you. A little background, if we could, as to where you grew up.
I grew up in Mora, Minnesota. I went to college at South Dakota State in Brookings.
Okay.
And then I've been in Northwest Minnesota for the last 3 years.
So you're a jackrabbit.
I am, yeah.
A proud jackrabbit, right?
Yeah. I actually wrestled for SDSU, too.
Did you wrestle down there?
Yep.
How about that? Very good. And you're up in Thief River, and tell me about your job up there in TRF.
I am the high school art teacher, so 9 through 12, and I'll cover exploring art, kind of like an introductory class, all the way through advanced art classes.
And you're assistant wrestling coach, right?
Yep.
And you've been there for a couple of years.
Yeah, this is my third year.
Although the year is ending on a bit of a different note, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a different year for sure. We're still doing classes. We're just doing distance learning now. So everything's over the internet through Google Classroom and that kind of stuff.
So how is that handled, teaching art? How do you teach art over the internet?
Well, different, right?
Right.
You know, some of the materials are limited just because of the complications of getting everyone materials, but we can, you know, it's still relatively easy for everyone to get pencils and paper. And luckily, I've been making videos throughout the last few years, sort of demonstrating techniques and all that kind of stuff. So, and art history can still happen online. So I guess it's slightly limited, but, you know, a lot of the stuff is still the same.
Now, when you heard about this big change from the classroom teaching to online teaching, what was your first thought? Oh, no, here we go. I'm frightened. I'm very concerned.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of disbelief. Just, you know, so unusual, so unprecedented. It's like, are we really going to do this? Is this really going to happen?
How has the students' response been to this so far?
They've been doing great. They're pretty familiar with technology. A lot of teachers, even though classes held in the school, it's still supplemented with technology. So students are familiar with the technology that we're using right now. So I don't think that that's been a big shock to them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, probably not sleep until noon is the hardest part of their day.
So you teach students in grades 9 through 12. How many students would that be?
Yeah, more than 100. The largest class is the exploring art, the introductory class.
Okay.
That will be about 25 to 30 students every quarter. So that's 120, roughly.
Right.
Right there, just from that one class.
Yeah.
And then as you kind of get more specialized, the classes will get a little bit smaller.
So before the COVID-19 situation happened, was there a plan to have an exhibit of high school artwork at some point at Lincoln?
Yeah, we had one planned for May.
And
it's looking less and less likely that that's going to happen.
Is it possible to have a virtual exhibit of art online?
Yeah, I'm starting to see some more of those, actually. So that might be a route that we have to take.
My guest, Andrew Youngblom, art instructor at Lincoln High School in Thief River.